All right, buddy, Mike Del Judas is on the phone now. He's a major part of Billy Joel's band.
Yeah.
And we knew him way back when.
I remember when.
Playing at the Village Pub.
Yep.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
It's good to hear you up.
Yeah.
You're not a morning person.
Right?
Yeah. No. You know what? I changed my whole schedule for you this week. I'm ready for you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, man.
Where are you now? Are you in Florida?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, in Florida.
Jealous.
You guys are freezing your buns off up there.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Like you're watching us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah. So I know we've covered it every time we have you on, but can you just give us a quick overview of how you went from being a piano guy in a really cool band on Long Island to being in Billy Joel's band?
Yeah, it just was, you know, doing that thing for a long time, and I got a couple of guys from Billy's band to play with me in the off season when they weren't playing with Billy. I did that for a couple of years, and then Billy decided to go back out on the road. I was looking for somebody, I guess, to rehearse the band. I came in to do that, and then little did I know that Billy had hatched a plan to have me come out on the road with them, and then he kind of sprung it on me at the rehearsals. And
wow.
That was that's like the nutshell version of it. It was obviously way more exciting than that, as I've explained in the past. But
yeah,
it's been 11 years and
wow,
amazing. Yeah, it's been amazing.
And you're such a big part of those shows.
Seriously.
I went to a number of them at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, same.
And like they put a spotlight on you a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice to hear. He's got such a great band. I mean, I really am grateful to just be a part of it. I really often feel like it wasn't necessary to have me there. He's got enough people in there that are so talented. They all sing. They all play different instruments. Everyone's kind of, you know, just super talented in their own right, and I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, you play everything, right? Bass, guitar.
Piano.
Regular guitar,
yeah.
Piano.
Yeah, yeah. Drums, all the rhythm instruments. The drums has been something that I played for a very long time, but never really played out in a band. But piano, guitar, vocal were like, and bass were like the ones that kind of, you know, got me going. But yeah, now I'm in a band that I play drums in a band called The Cans that I started. Kind of like yacht rock, classic rock thing.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Doing that. Yeah, so just, you know, bounce around the instruments, keeps things fresh for me, and keeps things exciting, you know, to go from my instrument to instrument.
How did Billy decide to have you do that? Is it an opera? It's like an opera song.
The Italian song, yeah.
The Italian song.
I had done a version of it at my house, just messing around. I think Michael Bolton was the first one I saw do it on Oprah Winfrey. I think he sang it, and it was a long time ago. And then I went down the rabbit hole of that song, and Pavarotti got in my head, and I started to get really into it. And I remember I'd sang some classical stuff back in high school. I said, oh, it's a great song. Let me give it a shot. I haven't sang anything like this in a while. And right. I made a video in my house on YouTube. And then Billy Zampino was part of Billy's crew. And a longtime friend of Billy must have saw the video and then showed it to Billy Joel. And then, you know, out of nowhere, there we were on stage I think it was in Washington, D.C., and it was in the middle of a show, and he just started playing the middle part and looked over at me as if to say, go ahead. I was crapping my pants, you know, and... I kind of did the last note, and then before you know it, it was part of the set list.
Yeah. That last note brings the house down.
Seriously.
But it's funny, when you listen to this version, I just grabbed it off of YouTube, that you hear people in the back, Mikey!
Yeah,
it's so hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, you're singing this important Italian, like, opera song, and they're like, Mikey! What's that?
Hey, it's me. I play football with that guy.
Can you go to the that final note?
Wow.
Damn.
Man.
I'm going to sound great in the shower.
Now, when you're... Do you do that when you're in the shower?
when the water's too cold?
I love to lather myself up and just go for the high beat. Yeah.
You know what you should do when you get a proctology exam?
Right.
Hit that note.
Hit that note.
Yeah, exactly.
Break his finger off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's only I can hit that note.
Do you get nervous when you're approaching that? Like,
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
He's human.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stomach aches the whole set. The whole set, I have a stomach ache. And as soon as that song is over, I feel better.
You right. Relax.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice. A lot. Yeah.
And then it's your band, though. Big Shot, is freaking amazing. Like, that sells out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we've been fortunate with that. I mean, we're not as much, we're not a Joel tribute anymore. There's so many tributes out there. So we've kind of went off the rails many years ago and just started playing, doing all different stuff. So we kind of took the Big Shot moniker off just so that people didn't get confused.
Okay.
We had a lot of people that would come to the shows and be like, hey, we thought we were coming to hear a Billy tribute. He didn't play he didn't play a lot of Billy. So we kind of just took it off to let people know it's a more universal set list, and we cover a lot of my own stuff now, and as well as a bunch of epic, kind of epic classic stuff. So, but we still do a nice healthy amount of Billy, during the show. But mix it up, Elton, McCartney, nice. You name it. It's a lot of classic rock.
They call themselves Big.
So the Mike Del Judas and his classic rock show. I thought that was another bin. I thought you were in Billy Joel,
right.
Plus the Big Shot,
right.
Billy Joel tribute and the Mike Del Judas classic rock show. So that's
it's just I'm with Billy and then it's just Mike Del Judas. And then when I do an original show, I'll just say it's an all original show. Specify that. And then there's also the Cans band, which is the yacht rock thing that I play drums in, and we're having a great time with
that's
that.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun.
I'd check it out.
Live on the Porch still happens too once in a while. That's the Facebook Live thing I did during COVID. So that kind of, picked up a lot of steam. So I still do that once in a while.
Oh, nice.
Talking to Mike Del Judas, Billy Joel's band. His band and his classic rock show happening Friday, February 21st, Mohegan Sun Wolf Den.
Awesome.
And then Saturday night is Billy Joel.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A 1-2 punch.
What are the chances Billy comes out to the Wolf Den?
Well, I you just never know with him. You never know. It could happen. He's gotten up with us a few times at different places in Paramount. He showed up at a country club we played at and got up. So, I mean, if he's around, you just never know. I mean, I would say don't bank on it, but then all of a sudden,
all of a sudden,
it can happen.
He's unpredictable.
And then he'll just be like, very unpredictable, yeah.
But was that time in Huntington the first time that he did that? You guys were playing?
Yeah. It was a great night. That was one of those, never forget about that one. That was great.
That's cool.
He got up and we did a couple of Stone songs and.
Oh, that's fun.
He doesn't like to play any of his stuff. If he's going to get up with us, he's going to definitely, want to do something different.
Let's
probably
have fun,
Joe
yeah.
Cocker. Or,
yeah.
Something.
So was he there with you, like backstage, and you knew when you went out that he was going to come out, or did he show up?
We found out like a couple of days before that he might come. And, I was talking to BR, Brian Ruggles, who's his longtime sound guy and really good friend of mine now. And he had mentioned to Billy, hey, Mike's playing, you may want to come down. So we knew the day before. And definitely the day of, like he kind of, made us wait a little. We weren't sure. And then, he showed up, he hung out, he came backstage. He came into the same dressing room that was his when he played there and had my name on in the dressing room. And he walked through. He's like, is it okay? Can I come? I'm like, what are you talking about?
the boss is here. Look busy.
What's wrong with you? Sit down.
Right.
Yeah, I yelled at him. I'm like, sit down. What are you crazy?
Yeah, let me get you something. What do you want? What can I get?
What are you doing? What do you need? Yeah.
Does that change your set when he's going to come out at some point mid-set?
Yeah, I intentionally for the I knew he'd come out probably with us around the fifth or sixth song, so I intentionally really didn't play any of his songs, up to that point.
Right.
It's unnerving to do that. And that's another reason I think, once I got in his band, it wasn't like shying away from it. It was just more like, I'm with the guy now. It's very, it's, uh, it's different. You know, it's just a little bit different and very nerve-wracking to sing his songs in front of him. It's kind of like, I think he would rather hear a more, you know, unique version of one of his songs than somebody just going for, you know, kind of the way he arranged it.
He's,
you know,
critiquing me. He's critiquing me.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the, you know, the Gershwin Awards thing, and I sang a couple of his songs, and he was up in the audience, you know, getting that, you know, getting the award and all that stuff. And I remember that was in the beginning when I first joined, and I think I did Shameless and I did something else. And it was something for the move, you know, as part of the Moving Out musical that they were honoring him with.
And, yeah.
And it was just such a like very strange vibe. So when he came out to our show, it was like, I'm going to do the stuff we've been doing, which is just a lot of the classic rock stuff. And we really came out and did a bunch of that. We did some Aerosmith and, you know, some Zeppelin. He loves Zeppelin. So, you know, Billy loves Zeppelin.
Nice.
So. And, so yeah, we did that. And then, you know, he wandered his way down onto the stage. He grabbed the wrong water bottle, which happened to have a little bit of alcohol in it.
Oops.
And, yeah, and he woke up really quick. It was pretty hysterical, yeah. So, you know, great guy and just always been so supportive. And really, it's been a dream gig. It really is.
That's excellent. You deserve it, man.
If not the, one of the greatest songwriters and performers of our lifetime.
Seriously, yeah.
And there you are on stage with him. It's so cool, man.
It's wild. It
couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Came a long way.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it, man. I've known you a long time, and you guys, look, you're still plugging along.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And AJ, man, you're on my heart all the time, brother. Praying.
Thank you.
God bless.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Man. Right. Good and sometimes a water bottle has alcohol, too.
That's a smell. Okay.
I think I'm going to stop by the Friday show.
Awesome.
I'm going to try to sneak my way backstage. Do you prefer before or after the show?
Before would be great.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. I'll see if I can get past
awesome.
Security.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you might get tackled, but we could try to, you know, work something out. You know, we know you're royalty.
That'll wake you right up, too.
Right. There's one guy on the phone here. Well, there's a lot of people, but one's been waiting for a while here. Let me do this call real quick, and then we'll let you go. Bob in North Haven.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey.
Good.
Mike, I remember you from way back in the day. I actually introduced you guys when you played. The last time you played the North Haven Fair years ago, I'm a friend of Tommy C's. I know you don't know me, but if you saw me, you'd know who I was. Anyway, you just wanted to say, man, it's great to see somebody local make it, and God bless you, man. It's just awesome to see you up there all the time. And I didn't know if you knew, but you made it on the Family Guy. They had Billy Joel on, and they had a cartoon, and there was Mike standing there playing guitar.
Nice.
Like, holy crap, it's Mike.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, man.
It was good to talk to you, dude.
Thank you, Bob.
Same here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's funny. Madison Square Garden playing around the world at all these award shows and all these things. But Family Guy.
Yeah, that's my guy. You've arrived.
Yeah, you made it.
Oh, it was funny. I saw that clip. We were all playing lefty. We were all playing the opposite. It was hysterical.
Mike Del Judas and his classic rock show Friday, February 21st, Mohegan Sun Wolf Den. What a great place to see him, too.
Seriously,
great venue.
Yep.
And then Saturday with Billy Joel at Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
Sold out.
Yeah. Just picturing you with a loofah now. That would help me in my accident.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks so much, guys. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.